It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of my first prayer. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Dr. John Ashton. I was raised in a nominally Christian home. I used to tick the Methodist box. I'd been christened in the Methodist Church, but we didn't go to church. But I was very fortunate enough to have as my first boss working at the BHP Central Research Laboratories, a Christian. And his life and his mannerisms really stood apart from some of the other scientists that I don't think were practicing Christians. And he certainly left a good example that made me become more interested in learning about the Bible and Christianity. Now, I had studied at the University of Newcastle. I'd topped chemistry in my final undergraduate year and also in my honours year, and won the university prize for chemistry. But at that time, I didn't apply to go on and do a doctorate. I thought, no, I'll work and earn some money for a change. But as I was working, I realised in the research environment, if I was going to get ahead, I needed to do my doctorate. And at that time, the top research scholarship in Australia was advertised, the Tyckeside Research Fellowship. As I recall, this was in 1970, early 1970, and I was very keen to get that because Dad had died, my mum was a widow, I had a younger brother, and I was helping to support my mother and younger brother. So this research fellowship paid something like 30 or 40% more than the standard Commonwealth postgraduate scholarship. And so I decided that would be really good to go for. Another reason that I had was I was still living at home and my mother had become very dependent on me, and I really wanted to break away, but I wanted to have a real reason for leaving home. Because she was dependent, you know, quite heavily on my support there. And this scholarship, Tyckeside Research Fellowship, was at the University of Tasmania because they had a world-famous chemist there, Harry Bloom, and that particular research fellowship was to study there. And so I'd started going to church again. Started going to church actually to learn a bit about the Bible as a result, as I said, of the influence of other Christians that I'd met and wanting to know a little bit more about what Christianity was about. And so I decided one day to pray my first prayer, to pray a prayer, and I prayed to God that if I could win that scholarship, I would buy a Bible and read it. And also I would start going to church and keeping Sabbath. And I prayed that prayer. Well, I won that scholarship. And I remember packing up my possessions. It was a very teary goodbye to my mum. Packed my possessions up. I actually drove a 1949 Cadillac convertible at that time. Packed them into the boot of the car and drove down to Tasmania, to Hobart, from Newcastle. And when I arrived there the next day, I went into Fuller's Bookshop in the main street and bought a Bible, a New English Bible it was called. That was my first Bible. And I started to go to church from then on. And I praise the Lord for that answer to prayer. I read through the Bible. When I came to prophecies, I looked them up historically. And I'm very thankful that I chose to accept Jesus as my Saviour and get baptised in December 1971. I'm Dr. John Ashton. May God bless you.